With Philip from the Hawke's Bay Future Farming Trust. He's going to give us a little bit of information about what he's just talked about today.
So I'm with the Trust and Landwise establishing some trials around Hawke's Bay where we're going to evaluate farm management systems that will improve soil health with the aim to sequester carbon in soil and improve the soil function on cropping land, vegetable growing land, and we also want to evaluate different land management systems in orchards and vineyards to establish which ones are going to be improving soil health, soil function, and therefore sequestering carbon.
So there was some interesting stuff in there, which is definitely part of the themes for today around having that biodiversity. There was Jay who sort of talked about his 24 different crops and that sort of thing. What are your thoughts around the results and how that might be impacting sort of promoting biodiversity and having plants always in the ground?
Yeah, those are the important things. The more we learn about how to manage land to maximise soil biological activity, we learn that we need living plants as much of the time as possible, because soil is a living functional thing and the bugs that live in soil are fed by plant root exudates. So no plants at home means you've got no feed for the bugs, really. The nutrient cycles are all driven by soil microbial activity. So the main nutrients we use, N, P, K and S, are delivered to the plant roots by fungi and bacteria. We are struggling to model what's happening within, for example, in Jay's talk this morning and Luke's talk also demonstrated that we don't really understand the nitrogen cycle very much at all. And that's mainly because we've simplified it to a chemistry loop and forgotten about the biological loop.
30% of sort of the plant's production of energy, sugars going into the roots, into the soil, is a pretty powerful figure.
Significant. And you wonder what happens to that photosynthate if you're growing plants in a sterile medium.
Yeah.